All right, Super Bowl 44 in South Florida. I'm with the man who broke the hearts of everybody in the Purple Nation, Garrett Hartley. You kicked that 40-yarder less than 2 weeks ago. Have you been walking on air since then, Garrett?
That's the funny thing, man, is I really haven't. You know, we were able to, you know, celebrate with the team for about 24 hours. And, you know, now, you know, we know we have one more to go. I was just fortunate that I was put in the opportunity I was. But, you know, you got to look at it. Tracy Porter made an amazing play on defense to pick off, you know, Brett. And then our offense drove down the field in overtime to, you know, just set up, you know, a 40-yard field goal. So it was just one piece of the puzzle. And, you know, when it came together, it made a perfect picture.
Walk us through the magical moment. I know that Coach Payton said aim for the fleur-de-lis up there in the upper deck, and you split the uprights.
I guess whenever the coach called the timeout, it just walked over, and he just said that, yeah, definitely just aim at the fleur-de-lis and between the uprights, and he told me that, you know, you deserve to be here. Went through my steps and the motion. I just knew I, you know, needed to slow down my approach and really just focus on my follow-through. And once it came off my foot, you know, I just knew that it was going to be, it was going to be true.
Could you have imagined this kind of a scenario? You missed the first four games because of the PED suspension. I know you were driving from Fort Worth to the New Orleans, and it didn't work out very well. But you end up on the team, and you kick the Saints into the Super Bowl.
It was been a roller coaster ride. Everything from that, but at the same time, you know, it brought, you know, John Carney into my life, and everything happens for a reason. And honestly, the way things have played out, I wouldn't have asked for anything else.
Now you're on the super stage. How does that feel?
You know, it's just, I guess, a little bit higher stage, a little bit bigger podium. But, you know, come Sunday, it's going to be the same game.
Are you going to call your dad in the middle of the night again and say, hey, I can picture this game-winning kick?
You know, that's never happened before. It's just kind of a gut thing. You know, I do talk to my dad, you know, in the mornings whenever I can't sleep. And, you know, that wasn't the first time I've ever called him. So, honestly, hopefully I'll just, you know, get some rest and wake up Sunday feeling good just to go help my team win and put up points.
And that was a strange NFC Championship game in the sense that it looked like maybe Ryan Longwell would be the hero until Tracy Porter picked off Brett Favre.
You know, absolutely. It was actually, you know, John kind of pulled me aside. I knew what was going on in the game, but at the same time, he just wanted me to focus in on what I needed to do in case I was given an opportunity.
And they're still crying in Minnesota, Garrett.
I feel bad, you know, going to school with Adrian and Phil and Cooper, all on the team from Oklahoma. So, but you know, I'm happy to be here, and I can't wait for Sunday.
Good luck.
Thank you.